We'll start with the pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Council's here tonight. Next item on our agenda is citizen input. Citizen input is on our agenda for those of you who are here that would like to talk about something that isn't on the agenda this evening, but however is the business of the council. Thank you. Item number one, approval of our agenda.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve our agenda. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Item number two, approval of the consent agenda.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve our consent agenda. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Item number three, authorizing action for Walk Path Eagle Scout Project. Tonight we have with us Kaylin Anderson and Michael Gerber. Would you like to?
I'll just introduce what they want
okay.
to do here. They approached the city and they want to do some exercise stations throughout the portion of the path from Cunningham to Cemetery. And there's also some talk about putting mile marker signs throughout the whole path. And they are here tonight to answer any of the questions that you might have for them on any of this.
Thank you. Wanna come up and introduce yourselves, please?
I'm Michael Gerber.
And I'm Callan Anderson.
Maybe kind of let us know what your why you're doing this and kind of, I know we have it here in front of us what you're going to do, but if you just kind of explain it.
Well, we're both doing our Eagle Scout projects and we're making them as separate as we can, but kind of working on them together. We're going to put in four exercise stations total, but we're going to do two separate ones. And then we're going to beautify the areas where we put the exercise stations.
And also, we're going to put a sign at the beginning of the path right next to Miristar and Cunningham, that little intersection there. And it's going to detail the entire path and mile markers throughout the entire, or like 1 mile to point A to point B, kind of detailing the entire path.
Any questions for the boys council would like to ask?
I guess I'd like to say I'm impressed with your presentation. It's nice to see something like that come to us. So I'm excited on what you're doing here. It's pretty neat.
I might add one more thing. Cal and I are going to get together tomorrow and kind of tie his project in, the one that I proposed to you at council a while back, so that we don't step on each other's toes or whatever you want to say. But anyway, we're going to get together tomorrow on that and kind of go over their plans and my plans too, or Cooley Corridor plans and Dale committee, whatever it is anyway, but anyway, we'll still work together with it.
Do we need a motion to authorize action?
Yes.
Are there any more questions for the boys?
Okay, and seeing as it is an Eagle Scout project, we're supposed to show leadership throughout the people we direct in order to do this project, since we can't be the only ones to work on it. So we are asking for volunteers through friends and family and people we may know, and funds through small businesses and maybe family members and friends. And we're also wondering if the city has any funds they were planning to use on any project like this that you would like to maybe donate towards us.
I don't think there are any funds in place at this time, but that don't mean that we can't work something out, come to council, and once you get going, you'll be supervising all these volunteers?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Okay, I would accept a motion. Do we have a motion to authorizing the Eagle Scouts to work on the walk path?
Yes,
presented.
I so move.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you for coming tonight, and you guys look like you're going to be the leaders of the future here, so we appreciate everything you do and helping our community and making our community better. Thank you.
Mayor, could we get a list from them of all the volunteers? We have a list for the volunteer L&I coverage.
Okay. When you get all your volunteers together, if you could just give us a list, and then they would be covered under our L&I should something happen.
And is there any age limit for those volunteers?
16.
I don't think.
16 unless they're using power tools.
Well, but if their parents are with them?
Oh, right. That'll work.
As long as they're supervised by adults.
Sure.
Yeah, it can be families.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Item number four, well, number six update. Kevin?
Kevin Lindsay's here tonight. He's basically going to provide an update of where we're at with well six. He's going to give you a little bit of background, and you have in front of you tonight a proposed letter to go to Ecology officially asking for permission for the updates that we do want to do to well six. This is the next step in the process. Nice to give it to Kevin.
Okay, I brought my patented board stack again. Well, I brought two of them out. I'll be quick. I won't talk a lot. Well, I have just a couple minutes for quick review for you. Everything you know about the well in 1 or 2 minutes, because it's been a while since we've gone over that. And that's what about the first two-thirds of this letter does. The letter also includes a lot of attachments, which is all the old work, so Ecology has got everything in front of them. And the last part of the letter is asking for the authorizations to do the well described in the last two or three ones I talked about. So anyways, just a brief recap. Remember, well 6 is about a 1,200 foot deep hole. It's casing 211. It's open hole down to 990 something. There's a liner in the bottom with two screen intervals near the bottom. Most of the water production in this hole is in the lower half, but there is water production scattered throughout the hole. When we look at the water production and the fluoride problem, remember, we're in here trying to figure out how to solve the high fluoride problem in this well. We found out through the test work we've done off and on over the past year and a half or so that combination of water and fluoride is as follows. Bottom of the hole down the liner, very high production, pretty high fluoride. The regulatory limit for fluoride is 4 milligrams per liter. The bottom of the hole, which is a pretty good production interval down in that screen liner, is generating 5.4 milligram per liter of fluoride, so it is over the limit. As you come up hole, the worst fluoride producing zone is down in this depth range of about 930 to 950 below ground. And there we think the fluoride coming into the hole, it's driving the total fluoride concentrations up to 8 or even higher than 15. We're not actually quite sure, but it's driving it up very high. And then as we move up hole, these shallower water producing zones contribute very low fluoride water, diluting the fluoride concentration down to the point that when it comes out of the top of the well, it's between 4.6 and 4.8. Still above the regulatory limit, but getting lower. So a lot of production and a lot of production in moderate fluoride at the bottom, moderate production and high fluoride in the middle, then above that, low to moderate production and low to low fluoride. So our target then is to try to keep the well at some production value that you guys want, which is something better than, for example, well 8, which is an 800 gallon a minute hole that has very low fluoride but does not produce a lot of water. This is a 3,000 gallon a minute hole but produces lots of fluoride. And so we're trying to balance out, with this data we know, trying to balance out production and fluoride. We're hoping to get fluoride below 4, at or below 4, and still have a 12 to 1500 GPM hole when we're done. So that's the target. To get there, the letter that y'all are sending in tomorrow is asking Ecology for a couple of specific authorizations. And those authorizations are on the third, or the request for those, proposed well rehabilitation on page 3 and page 4. Two specific things we're after. First thing we're after is authorization to seal off that part of the hole, the middle part, this 915, 930, 940 depth range, seal off that high fluoride producing hole. Hopefully sealing that, if we're successful in sealing that off, we're then hoping that the 5 milligram per liter fluoride at the bottom and the less than 4 milligram per liter fluoride in the upper half will balance out and get us close to that 4, that magic number we're after. So we're asking for authorizations to seal the center part of that hole off. Our predictions in the past is depending on how successful the seal is, depending on how much of it we have to seal off, we'll lose a third or more of the production in that well. I'm being very conservative in my predictions. I'm not telling you you're going to have a 2,000 gallon in that well when we're done. I think that would be very irresponsible of me. So we're going to target that and seal it off. There's a bunch of different methodologies, several good methodologies for sealing it off. We do not ask Ecology for authorization of any one method at this time. The letter's asking Ecology for permission to place the seal. If they give permission for the seal, the letter then says, well, you guys will hire a licensed driller who will come up with a plan that you then would go back to Ecology with. And we're going to use bridge plugs, we're going to use gravel packs, we're going to use inflatable packers, whatever it is. But we don't want to go down that road planning the actual details of a rebuild until Ecology says, yes, you can go do that. And you guys need that authorization so that it makes sense to then go hire a driller and spend some money on an actual driller's approved and Ecology approved plan that would pass muster. And that driller, by the way, is the guy who's got the license. I can't give you a drilling plan if I'm not a driller, I can't have a license. So we need to go to a driller for doing that. If Ecology agrees with that approach, the second item that's being requested in this letter is a variance for the liner at the bottom of the hole. What I mean by that is the current Ecology well rules say this liner is illegal under current rules. It's okay to be in the hole right now, but it's grandfathered in. The well was built before those rules went into effect. However, if Ecology grants you a start card permit to work on this well, one of the conditions of that permit can be, and they have the right to make it a condition of the permit, would be a condition to remove that liner because it's an illegal liner. Or somehow rebuild the well so that the liner is legal. And a legal liner in these wells, by the way, would have to extend, this well would have to extend from just above the bottom of the casing at 212 to the bottom of the hole. That's a lot of steel. They don't want to go down that road. So that's the legal liner requirement. So this letter includes in the back one of the attachments is a request for variance from the rules to leave that liner in place, and the basic justification that we use in that, following guidelines laid out in by 173, 160, ... is this liner is stainless steel. We have visual evidence looking at it in multiple well, from a Bell video from last year, that it's not degrading, it's not corroding, it's not falling apart. It's stainless steel. WAC 173, 160 is the well construction rules are for the protection of public health and the environment. The stainless steel liner, which is not degrading, not falling apart, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, is not harming the public health and the environment, therefore give us a variance to leave it in the hole. Because we don't know if we can get it out. And if we try getting it out, it breaks over the wrong spot and it leaves the hole well. So the request for variance is the last big piece of this letter. It only comes into effect if they let us do the seal, if they're going to issue a permit for the seal. If they don't issue a permit for the seal job, the variance is new because you're not doing anything to the well. And it just stays as it is. So that's the letter that's going out tomorrow.
That was really good. Very understandable, very very fast. And
that's where we're at. How long is it going to take for a colony to act? That's up to a colony. And we'll go from there once we hear back from them. And
very good.
I'll get this beast rebuilt someday.
Well, this is our next step. We're going to take it tomorrow then.
Yep. All right.
Larry, do you have anything to add to that?
Just that the funds to pay for the construction of the work is the grant through CDBG for the economic stimulus funds. And should we need support from CDBG to kind of help push ecology along, I'm sure they'd be willing to. This is one of only a handful of grants that have been approved in the state for economic recovery funds. So we'll have a lot of eyes on it.
Can I ask a question? Yeah.
That's where
I'm okay. Does council have any questions for Kevin before he, it looks like he's getting ready to head for the door.
If they don't grant the authorization for that, you said that the max is 4.0? Parts per million?
The regulatory limit, water over 4.0 milligram per liter, is in violation is not the right word, but it's higher than the health, it's higher than the regulatory health standard limit.
Can we take the approach that we're always mixing this water coming out of this well so it never gets to a household at that level?
Well, that's actually one of the, hopefully, well, I know you guys operate the well now during peak demand period because it's such a good producer.
Haven't had to use it yet this year.
Yeah. So I think when it's contributing to the system gets pretty close. If it doesn't exceed,
right,
it'll go over occasionally. So that's always been the problem.
It's the plumbing issues, basically, if you look at it that way. Well 6 is far enough away from everything else that you can exceed contaminant levels before you have the intervening winter.
So, I mean, one of the objectives of the rebuild is if we get it to 4.1, maybe that then mixes enough, possibly. Just mean the mass balance is tough to do, and we think we can get it before, but.
I guess my point is that if ecology doesn't bite on this, is this just a very expensive hole in the ground then?
Well, still an emergency.
It's still an emergency. Yeah,
emergency use only.
Still fire flow, heat flow. You have to work with health. Have health talk to ecology about maybe. Come on, let's be reasonable here. But, you know, the hole's still operable. I mean, its only problem is the fluoride issue.
Okay.
That it?
Thank you, Kevin.
Okay, thank you.
Item number 5, resolution to accept 2009 overlay sport court project.
We entered into a contract with Central Washington Asphalt in April to overlay the sport courts, overlay the one tennis court or basketball court, construct a new basketball court, and do the citywide overlays. Those have all been completed, and they're in compliance with our standards, and we're asking that council accept this project as complete. Any questions on the project?
Regarding the sports court, it was kind of ironic because on my way to pick up my packet, I thought to myself, you know, before we accept those tennis courts, it ought to rain first and we see how it puddles. Have we done that at all? Or
there is some slight puddling, but it's not in the playing areas.
So it's an acceptable?
Yes, okay. That is one thing. And Taylor was here from Grant Osborne and we went over all of that.
Did you guys like spray it down then after they
finished? Yeah, we hit it with water.
Oh, okay.
Now, the basketball courts, on the other hand, you'll see on the south end of the new basketball court that it does puddle water, but that's not a construction issue. That was our issue of too much topsoil back in there right now, and we are working on it.
Okay. Yeah, I noticed that today. I did notice a water stain down the middle of the new basketball court.
Yes.
But that drains okay?
It drains good to the, gets to the south end, but if there is too much water, if you have a broken sprinkler or something, it can puddle, but we are working on getting rid of that now. We're going to get the sprinklers all dialed in, aimed, and then if we have to, we'll put a small dry well.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking,
at the south
end of that court.
Yes, but that was not contractor created.
But I did peruse those courts today, and you know, not being an expert on levelness or whether there's perfectly smooth or how they slant, to me they look aesthetically excellent. They were a very nice job, and I couldn't find any cracks or deviations, and looked good. I think it's something the community can be proud of, and I know they're getting a lot of use.
They're getting used. Yeah, yeah, you see people on those basketball courts and tennis courts all the time. Mm-hmm. Not so much the handball courts. I drive by. I make it a point to drive by every day, and I have yet to see anybody in the handball court.
I did see a bunch of chairs sitting in there the other day watching the court. So
it's a shade area. Huh?
Jay, accepting this tonight starts the clock on the warranty.
Yes, and it also, by accepting this tonight, that gives us permission to basically move forward with the DOR, the Department of Revenue, and LNI. Notice that we're complete. We are holding retainage.
Is there lights on the new court?
Excuse me?
Is there lights on the new court?
On the only thing that doesn't have lights is the new basketball court itself. The existing basketball court has lights, and the tennis courts have lights.
So that wasn't part of our...
No. The lights were not a part of the contract. They were to remain the same.
Something to work on next year's budget.
Mm-hmm. The poles are there. We just put them on the back side of the pole.
Yeah.
So. And my understanding is there's some kind of a warranty attached to this. If these cords start cracking in a year or so, they have some liability.
There is some, but I'll have to look exactly what that is.
I would, at this time, accept a motion to pass the resolution as presented.
I make that motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve a resolution to accept the 2009 overlay for the sports court. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rick. Resolution to surplus office equipment. Debbie?
Thank you, Mayor and Council. I provide you tonight a resolution to declare surplus of a lot of office equipment and supplies that we have. The majority of the items will be transferred to property room to be sold online, and the monitors that we have listed on here can be recycled with Adams County. The reason that there is so much included on this resolution is due to the upgrade to the financial software and hardware program that we installed this year, and with the new recording system too. We're asking that council approve or adopt the resolution to surplus the equipment and allow staff to proceed with the process of getting rid of the equipment that we have stored in room number 2 right now. Is there any questions?
I noticed there's a full-size tower server. Is there any data that's left on that, or a hard drive pulled?
No, Stan was going to pull the hard drive. In fact, it's still in his office right now. All of the computers will have all of the hard drives taken out.
That's a good question.
Thank you.
I would accept the motion resolution to declare surplus office equipment as presented.
So moved. Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Item number 7, unfinished business. Item number 8, new business.
I guess I have, when I came to my mind reading the Eagle Scouts report, they're going to clean up that section of walking path. Jay, do we have the guy that runs around in that six-wheeler or whatever that is that's spraying all our streets? Is he doing the walking path too? So these weeds?
He's been through there once already.
Has he? Okay, I was wondering about that to help keep the weeds under control. So, okay.
Probably he's going to need to do that more than one time. I haven't, obviously, by looking at me, I haven't been in the walking path, but I would imagine that as fast as these weeds are growing, that needs hit, you know, every 10 days or so, I would assume.
Yeah, we'll look at it, and we currently have him working on the curb and the other.
I mentioned before, I encourage you all to peruse the warrants. One of the standout items today was we're running the pool. You think of the month of July, how hot it was. However, our gas bill for the pool for the month of July was $5,700. So to me, inherently that pool is not going to make money, and we know it's going to be a negative, but I think next year we need to try to be a little more prudent on some of our expenses at the pool. And I guess if we run it a little cooler, you know, I know we have swim lessons and the little kids are cold in the morning, and maybe we can get the engineer to look at what we're doing, but that just seems, I mean, that's almost $200 a day to heat that pool.
How did that compare to last July?
I don't know. I didn't make the comparison. So
let's kind of get a comparison, see if...
We kept it the same temperature last year as this year.
But it was hotter this July, so chances are the 5,000 is less than it was last year. Because it was hot this July, I think it was.
Just a couple of what Mark said. All day at 5:30, there have been 46 people in the pool all day today. And at 5:30, there were 27 people in the pool. And I just can't figure it out. It's hot, it's too full.
I had the exact same comment. I went by like at 3:30, it's 87 degrees. I thought there was only like 25 kids in the pool. And we're gonna have to do something, shut down the slide or cut hours or something. It's not being utilized, and I don't get it either.
If you look at the participation this year, last year, the mayor asked to compare, it fell off towards the end of August because people are going on their last vacations for the year. But still, there should be 200 people in that pool.
Right. I don't get it. It's a beautiful facility, and it's just people not showing up for it.
Yeah. Well, 2 years ago, we had people coming from Tri-Cities. Mothers with children were coming up here because it was not crowded. But we don't see them. We didn't see them last year, and we're not seeing them this year.
Mark, have you thought of, is there any way that we can get a thermal liner or blanket in the evening for our pool to keep the heat in? I swim at a private pool now for my lambs.
Yeah, if you remember, that was a major discussion.
Yes,
built a pool, and there's this stuff, this chemical that's in it that virtually puts a blanket on top. It's a chemical, but we can certainly look into that.
Yeah, we're going to have to start doing cost comparisons as to whether we cover it or run at a lower temperature or even, I know people in my neighborhood have like black hoses that run across their roofs and use a little solar to heat it.
I think if you could hold that heat in the afternoon and when you close the pool down, that would have a big impact on firing it up the next morning. I think you'd have to go about half as far.
Some of that is also contributed to the fact of new fresh water being inserted into the pool. As we back flush, we lose quite a bit of water and we're inserting quite a bit of 55-degree water. So that does have some factor to it. And loss throughout the day is constantly doing makeup. Mm-hmm. And adding fresh water to it.
In September, the pool committee will have a lot to review this year.
Well, it's certainly an outstanding facility, and it's not crowded. And if you know, people want to bring their families to a place for an afternoon, and it's not shoulder to shoulder, and it's a good place to go. I drive by it every day. Like I say, I drive by there and I look at the handball courts and the pool, and I'm just amazed. I think last Sunday we went by, and it was a fairly warm day, and I think there was 27, 28 people in there when we went by. So, but you're right, it's never going to be a moneymaker, but I guess we just have to figure out the best way to run it and be a good steward of the community's money too. Any more new business?
Just remind everybody we have an ACDC meeting this Thursday here. No, follow. 6 o'clock Thursday.
And isn't Fiesta Amistad this weekend?
Mm-hmm. I thought it was second. Their signs say the second weekend in August. Is this weekend the second weekend of August?
This weekend.
Is it?
Okay. It's this weekend.
It's going fast.
Yeah. Time flies.
The major item on the ACDC agenda is the golf tournament. It's going to be the 26th of August. So if you want to come and hear about that, please come. We need sponsors and more teams to play.
I had a couple people call me about the weeds up at my AutoZone up there. That one lot is pretty bad. You get them sprayed or they can come take care of it, or you find a couple of kids, you pay them $50 to get out there and
there's
clean it.
Yeah. Eamon and I are going for a drive tomorrow morning.
Also, the drain along the front down there and collect a lot of trash.
How many towels do you want me to bring?
Probably one whole sheet. Yeah.
And is there a settling problem with the pipeline that came from the old transfer station underneath Broadway down there? Is there been some settling there? Yeah. And that's kind of a rough place in the road?
Yeah, the contractor's already been notified. He's currently working on the Othello housing project out here and wants to coordinate the finishing paving with the housing project with this. And there is some issues of there's so many utilities in there, they had a hard time getting compaction. So he's trying to figure out how he can get compaction underneath of all of that and not have it happen again. We've made a few suggestions to him, and we're making it take care of that.
Well, you're talking about that up by McCain's before you turn on Lee Road. There's getting to be a pretty good dip in there, and that thing could get really bad through the winter. So somebody ought to address that one too. We'll take a look at that one.
Okay.
Another one you can look at.
Any more new business? We'll adjourn the meeting. Thank you.
Okay, let's do that.